I think a lot of it has to do with the European election. I mean, more general terms, it has to do with both the Five Star Movement and the League trying to own the issue of criticizing the direction the European Union has taken and criticizing what they associate with the figure, especially of Macron, so a neoliberal approach that is all in favor of migration, neoliberal values, but then in the economy ends up favoring big interests and kind of crushing the small man. And both parties in Italy, League and Five Star, want to own this space of being seen as a party that criticizes this approach.
One thing that Salvini and Di Maio seem to agree on one hand, but also Macron on the other, is just the terms of that debate. On the one hand, you have pro-European, liberal kind of thinking, and then on the other, more Eurosceptic, populist, and even nationalist thinking.
I agree with you. I think that it suits Macron's agenda as well, and he's made several statements that suggest that he's actually quite comfortable with that dichotomy, like the on the one hand the pro-Europeans, liberal, and the other hand the populists. So in reality, it kind of suits both. I think the big difference between the Five Star and the League is that the League, having been in government many times before, is much better at picking fights that matter. So if you notice, Salvini has attacked Macron mainly on the issue of migration. And there is a lot of anger in Italy about, for instance, the migrants that are returned at the border, right, from France back into Italy. That is an issue that at the moment attracts votes. The Five Star has never been in government before, and I think so far they haven't demonstrated a good understanding of what it means. And in my view, they've picked a fight that doesn't really matter in Italy, in the sense that you're not going to gain many votes by being seen to be on the side of those who are at the moment very much criticizing Macron and taking to the streets. It's not at the top of the agenda, right? That's internal French politics. But if you see Salvini, he kind of has got a very similar narrative. But then he will attack on the issue of migration, which is something that matters.
How much do you think that what we're seeing out of Salvini and Di Maio, how much does that have to do with actual rivalry between the two camps in the Italian government? Are they kind of competing with each other at the same time?
They're addressing the Italian voters, and there's no doubt that there is some competition between the two parties. The Five Star has been very good until a few months ago in attracting votes from the centre-left Democratic Party. Now what is happening is clearly the Lega is attracting votes from everybody else, including Five Star, not just Five Star. So they seem to have doubled their support in 8 months, according to election polls. But we will need the proof of the pudding when there is an actual national election. But it looks like they are now attracting well over 30% of the vote, which is an incredible achievement. And there's no doubt that the Five Star are suffering for this, and they are trying to carve out a space whereby they will be seen to own some issues. The next one that is coming towards Paris now, or Lyon, if you want, is the high-speed connection, because, as you know, there is a huge debate within Five Star whether the high-speed connection between Torino and Lyon should be finished. And just today they've published a report. Some advisors appointed by the Minister of Transport, which is led by Five Star, just now they've published a report which says that it is not in Italy's interest to finish this. And if the government goes ahead and follows this advice, that is going to cause a lot of problems as well, because, you know, this is something that is now halfway completed, so I can't see France taking it very well now.
I saw that too about the Lyon and Turin link, and there is this war of words between France and Italy, but in terms of the ties that the two countries do have, like, what kind of consequences are at stake in the way things are going?
The interesting thing about it is, and then when you look at the details of how it relates to the EU and other important countries within the EU, whether it was the centre-left or the centre-right in government, Berlusconi, Prodi, in reality, things have not changed dramatically. And in this case, when this government was sworn in, a lot of journalists at all that are going to pull out of the euro. I was never persuaded by this kind of talk because Salvini is very, very aware that he's got to follow what is also right for the north of Italy, so the manufacturing areas that are providing still nowadays the bulk of the support for the Lega. So in reality, I don't think this signals a sea change in kind of the strategy of Italy on what matters. But I can see that some kind of serious incidents might be caused sometimes without even meaning it. And that is what is worrying. I don't think when Di Maio came to France the other day, I don't think he was expecting this to trigger such a reaction. And one problem is the question of, you know, to what extent things might degenerate without the five-star or the Lega meaning it initially, but then ending up in a position whereby, objectively, there is a kind of a clash of interest. I'd say that the link between Turin and Lyon is an example of that. It's clearly not just an internal matter for Italy, but it's something that five-star has campaigned on vigorously. Now they got this report, it's just come out. I don't know if they're going to get out of it. On the other hand, the Lega on this is on the other side because they want to finish it. So unlike issues like migration, when people try to reach Italy coming on a ship, they've both attacked France and said Macron doesn't want to help, and they've been on the same page. But when it comes to this high-speed link, for instance, the two parties are not on the same page. I think the big question is what could develop without one of the actors really meaning it.